रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम नाइन्थ कंटो चैप्टर 21 द डायनेस्टी ऑफ भरत। टुडे स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 22 अप टू टेक्स्ट 25 पार्पोर्ट इज गिवन ओनली ऑन 25th वर्स सो 22nd, 23rd and 24th. I am just reading these verses with translation, then we recite together 25th verse. From Ajamidha came a son named Brihadishu. From Brihadishu came a son named Brihadhanu. From Brihadhanu a son named Brihadkaya, and from Brihadkaya son named Jayadratha. The son of Jayadratha was Visada. His son was Svenajit. The son of Svenajit was Ruchiraswa and Drudhanu, Kasya and Vatsa. The son of Ruchiraswa was Para, and the son of Para was Tuthusena and Nipa. Nipa had 100 sons. Now text 25. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. King Nipa begot a son named Brahmadatta through the womb of his wife Kriti, who was the daughter of Sukha. And Brahmadatta, who was a great yogi, begot a son named Vishwaksena through the womb of his wife Saraswati. Purport. The Sukha mentioned here is different from the Sukhdev Goswami, who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukhdev Goswami, the son of Vyasadev, is described in great detail in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. There it is said that Vyasadev maintained the daughter of Javali as his wife, and that after they performed penances together for many years, he placed his seed in her womb. The child remained in the womb of his mother for 12 years, and when the father asked son to come out, the son replied that he would not come out unless he were completely liberated from the influence of Maya. Vyasadev then assured the child that he would not be influenced by Maya, but the child did not believe his father, for the father was still attached to his wife and children. Vyasadev then went to Dwaraka and informed the personality of Godhead about his problem. And the personality of Godhead, at Vyasadev's request, went to Vyasadev's cottage, where he assured the child in the womb that he would not be influenced by Maya. Thus assured, the child came out, but he immediately went away as a paribrajaka acharya. When the father, very much aggrieved, began to follow his saintly boy, Sukhdev Goswami, the boy created a duplicate Sukhdev, who later entered family life. Therefore, the Sukakanya, a daughter of Sukhdev, mentioned in this verse, is the daughter of the duplicate or imitation Sukhdev. The original Sukhdev was a lifelong brahmachari. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakhyur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. श्री चैतन्य मनोभिष्टं स्थापितं जनभूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति सोपदान्तिकं वन्दे अहं श्री गुरु श्रीजुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णा चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्णकरुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सहकृत्याम शुककन्यायाम ब्रह्मदत्तम अजा जनत जोगी सह गभी भर्यायाम विश्वक्षेनम अधत् सुतम किंग निप विगट ए सन नेम ब्रह्मदत्त थ्रू दी होम ऑफ हिज वाइफ कृति हु वाज द डॉटर ऑफ सुक एंड ब्रह्मदत्त हु वाज ए ग्रेट जोगी विगट ए सन नेम्ड विश्वक्षेन through the womb of his wife Saraswati. So in this chapter there is dynasty of Bharat Maharaj described, and Bharat Maharaj, there is Kshatriyas, there are two ancestry. One is ancestry from sun god and another from moon god. Surya Vansa and Chandra Vansa or Soma Vansa. So here is the description is given about the Kshatriya kings. They came from the dynasty of Soma or Chandra. In Gita we see Sri Krishna again and again addressed to Arjuna as Bharata. That Bharata is Bharata, the son of Shakuntala and Dushmanta in Chandra Vansa, in a dynasty of moon. So that's why here is the description is going on. But in this particular verse here, the word Sukha is mentioned in this verse, and I saw the commentary of all the acharyas. They mentioned the writing their purport, their commentary on the particular this word Sukha. Almost, and this is the Srila Prabhupada gave a nice purport, and this purport is simply the translation of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur commentary is in Sanskrit, and Prabhupada simply translated this whole commentary into English. So that is the parampara system. Acharyas, they are not speculating anything, they are simply following the parampara. So both Vyasadeva and Sukadeva Goswami, they are both are very exalted personalities. Just like yesterday class was the discussion of Varnashrama and Sanskar, these both Vyasadev and Sukadev Goswami, they did not follow any the Sanskar, this Garbhadhan, this Varnashram process. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur wrote in his purport that about first he wrote about Vyasadeva, little introduction of Vyasadeva. Brahmacharya paribhrangse matru vakyad upasthite swayam pitru runadanam dipavat sodhumakhyamah vichintya manasa chakre bharjya javali kanyakam vitikakhya dadau tasmai sopi vaikhyanasya asramihi. Vyasadeva, we know who is Vyasadeva, whose son? Parasaratma jangbande sukatatang taponidhim. He is the greatest of all the sages, and he is Sukatatang, his father of Sukadeva Goswami, Parasaratmajang, his son of Parasaramuni and Satyavati. His mother was Satyavati. The whole story I am not going to, that is described in the beginning of Mahabharata, everything. How Parasaramuni was a great astrologer. Then where he was one time traveling, so he was just crossing the river by a boat. And then he was calculating the particular time, and he saw this particular muhurta is very exalted. This particular time is. In this particular time is a qualified brahmana or a qualified person discharges semen in the womb of a woman. Then such a personality will appear. That such a son will take birth, that he could do the very exalted things or for the welfare of entire humanity. Maybe the Supreme Personality of Godhead, maybe he incarnate himself, or he may empower some living entity. So thinking about the welfare of the entire humanity, Parasara Muni was thinking somehow other to do that function. He was not just like lusty man, and he just attracted to beautiful women, just have sex with her. Not like that. She was thinking, then he saw this, there no other woman, there was the daughter of a fisherman. Her name is Satyavati, and she herself also boating. She was driving the boat. Somehow other he approached that girl, Satyavati, but he told, you have to approach my father. Somehow other he was successful, and because of then Parasara Muni just left. She has no other business, she has no attachment to that woman, Satyavati. But Satyavati also immediately gave birth to a child. Not wait like 10 months, 9 months, and he immediately gave birth to a child. And that child was Krishna Daipayana Vyasa. And he also did not took a reformatory process. He took birth immediately, stood. He became a young person immediately. He not just Komarang Jovanang, like this stage. He not passed all this stage. So he just took birth from the womb of his mother, then immediately stood as a young person, and he started walking. Like Sukadeva Goswami also started walking after taking birth. He also started immediately walking towards Himalaya. Then he told to his mother, "Mother, okay, I am promising you, whenever you need my help, you may remember me. Just by remembering me, I will immediately appear in front of you, to help you, to serve you." Then he immediately left. So Satyavati was also, now what to do, what not to do, he could not decide, because it's very abominable, just like Kunti, he gave up that child was born before her marriage. Who? Karna. That is due to Sun God's relation with him, or with her. Similarly, Satyavati, now this child born, and he also left. So he returned back to her father's cottage. Like this, Vyasadeva left. And later on, same Satyavati get married to whom? Santanu, father of Bhishmadev. Santanu was the great king. He was emperor of the world. Somehow other, Because Parashara Muni gave a boon that when he had sex with that girl, he gave the boon that from your body now a special fragrance will spread everywhere. Before he was being a daughter of a fisherman, his body was very bad smell was there. But because of Parashara Muni's relation with her and the boon of Parashara Muni, his fragrance was spreading everywhere. That's why he was attracted. Who? Santanu. Then he seeing approach her, but she told to approach her father. Then the fisherman told, okay, in one condition, that any child born from the womb of my daughter, he must be the emperor of the world, next person, inherit your throne. But Bhishmadeva was before. Bhishmadeva was son of Santanu and Ganges. He is a great person, goddess Ganges, river Ganges. But he has affection, but somehow other Bhishmadeva could understand the mind of his father. Then he voluntarily went and he thus approached the fisherman and he took the vow that I will remain brahmachari for life. I will not get married. I will not sit on the throne. Whoever the child come from the womb of Satyavati, definitely be the king, next king. And he told, okay, maybe your child may be claimed. Then he told, no, I will not get married. I will remain brahmachari, whole life, that is Bhishma Pratigya, to satisfy his father. So, in this way, then the same Satyavati, when he got married to Santanu, then from Santanu and Satyavati to children come out, two sons, there is Chitrangada and Vichitra Virjaya. So, but Chitrangada was the eldest, so he became the next king. But there was a Gandharva, his name was also Chitrangada. He became envious. How is my name is, he kept my name. And he is now emperor of the world. So he came and challenged with Chitrangada. There cannot be two Chitrangada, one Chitrangada there must be. And the big fight between them. Many, many years. Then finally, son of Santanu, that Chitrangada, died. She was lost the battle. Then Vichitra Vidya became the king, and Vichitra, two queen, who? Amba and Ambalika. But these two queens had no children, and meantime Vichitra Vidya also left his body. So now there is no one to inherit the throne. So that's why Satyavati remember his previous son, who? Vyasadeva. He told to remember her anytime he needs his help. Now Satyavati remembered his previous son, Vyasa, and Vyasadeva was doing his meditation in his tapasya in Himalayas, Badrika Ashram. There is a Samya Prasa Ashram in the bank of Saraswati River. That was Vyasadeva's ashram. So Vyasadeva just could understand, now my mother is remembering this. He immediately come from that place. Long beard and having many years. He was performing so much austerity. He has come. And he told, why mother you remember me? How can I help you? So mother told, okay. Those days it was the system. If there no children, no child born in the from a brother, then next his other brother can do that business, can discharge his semen in the womb of his sister-in-law. So in this way, Vyasadev, following the order of his mother, then he discharged his semen on the both queens. First he come, there is a long story, I am not going through everything. So now Vyasadev thought, that is here is Vishnu Chakravarti is commenting, Brahmacharya paribhrangse matru vakyat upasthite. Following the word of his mother, now Vyasadev came. He was also like Sukadeva Goswami, left his house. But now he promised his mother, so what to do? So that's why now he saw that brahmacharya paribhramse. Now he could not remain a brahmachari, monastic brahmachari. Now he thought, okay, I have also business about showing pitru runa. So following the advice of mother also, he got himself married. To whom he married? Vichintya manasa chakre bharjya javali kanyakam vitikakhyang dadahu tasme. He got married with the javali kanyakam. His mother-in-law name was Javali, and Javali has a daughter named Bitika. Many times people say, who is the father of Prasukadeva Goswami? What is the name of wife of Vyasadeva? Here is mentioned, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur mentioned in his commentary, that Javali Kanyakam Bitika. So Javali, mother-in-law, and his daughter, sorry, her daughter Bitika, he becomes the wife of Vyasadeva. Then after many thousands, as Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, many thousands of years austerity, then they had this son, who? Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami appeared as their son. How many years he remained in womb? Here Prabhupada mentioned, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur wrote 12 years. Different places is differently written. But here Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Prabhupada is mentioned 12 years. So, but there are many stories. Who is Sukadeva Goswami? There is also many stories about that. In many Puranas also mentioned that Sukadeva Goswami is the parrot of Radharani. She is not ordinary soul. Some places mentioned that one time Radha and Krishna, they are having in their very intimate pastimes there. But in the meantime, there is already sun, arrows and morning was this light was spreading everywhere. But still they are not waking up, so this parrot just calling them, get up, get up, now morning is, but Radharani become very disturbed. Just kick that parrot, get out from here. So, being cursed by Radharani, he just moved here and there. But some other place told, no, after Radha Krishna's pastimes was over, then he was searching and moving here, there, this parrot, searching to hear about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He was completely in vipralamba mood. He was always feeling so much separation from Radha, Gokulananda, Radha, Shyamasundara. He was just, and in this way, moving, then he came to the place where Lord Shiva was speaking Bhagavatam to Parvati. That is in a different place, like some places in Guru Govinda Swami Maharaj, he is telling them that is in Bhubaneswar, his Ekamrakap, there is one huge mango tree, Ekamraban. And there this is the incident happened, that Vyasadeva was speaking, Shiva was speaking Bhagavatam to Parvati. But the other Purana is mentioned that in Amarnath, that is in Himalaya. Amarnath, and there is a huge cave. Now also thousands of pilgrims, they go by walking to that place. So the Lord Shiva was speaking Bhagavatam to Parvati. But before that he told no one should remain here. And he clapped his hand. He told all living entities must get out from here. He wanted to depart this Brahma Vidya, this sacred knowledge to Parvati alone. But somehow other this Sukapakhi, this parrot was there sitting. Sometimes some place mentioned that actually the parrot I'm not going everything. So anyhow, just sitting, the parrot was sitting there, and he also hidingly listening katha. He was very, now, after many, many years, now he is just drinking the nectar through his ear. If you want to see a sadhu, you should not see him in eyes. Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur says, in everything we can see in this material world, through our eyes. But if you want to see a sadhu, then here, through your ear. Sukadeva Goswami was hearing this katha, but after when 9th canto finished, the Parvati actually practically slept. And just putting her head on lap of Shiva, but he was listening. Who? The parrot was listening. When Shiva was going on speaking, then he is telling, every sentence was put. So Shiva was in samadhi, he was speaking. So he was thinking, Parvati now listening. जो ऐसे श्री राधा गोकुलानंद की जय, राम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की जय। सो इन दिस वे नाउ लॉर्ड शिवा सम ही लुक्ड डाउन देन ही सॉ द पार्वती ऑलरेडी स्लीप्ड पुटिंग हिज हेड ऑन हिज थाय। सो व्हाट इज गोइंग ऑन, हु इज, हाँ हु इज डूइंग दिस। देन जस्ट अप आई सॉ दिस पैरट वाज सिटिंग, बिकम वेरी एंग्री, ही डिड नॉट फॉलो माय ऑर्डर, आई टोल्ड ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज टू गेट आउट फ्रॉम हियर। सो इमीडिएटली ही टुक हिज व्हाट त्रिशूल ट्रिडेंट एंड जस्ट चेस दिस पैरट। पैरट वाज जस्ट फ्लाइंग आउट ऑफ हियर। And that time, Vyasadeva's wife, Vitika, just whirling, opened his mouth, taking a small, he is all yogic perfection, not just in the bar, taking a small step, just Shukra, this parrot was entered into the mouth of Vitika. And now, Lord Shiva, what can he do? And he saw that he cannot kill a woman. Now, Vyasadeva pacified Lord Shiva, then he returned. So in this way, how Sukadeva Goswami entered into the womb of Vyasadeva. That's why in the beginning, when Sukta Goswami started speaking about Bhagavatam, then Sukta Goswami paying his obeisances first to his spiritual master, who? Sukadeva Goswami. Yam prabrajantam anupetam अपेत कृत्यम दैपायन विरह कातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरवोभिनेदुस तम सर्वभूत हृदयम मणिम आनतोस्मि मुनिम आनतोस्मि। श्री सुत गोस्वामी सेठ, लेट मी ऑफर माई रेस्पेक्टफुल ऑबेइसेंसेस अनटू दैट ग्रेट सेज सुखदेव गोस्वामी, who can enter the hearts of all. You have not just entered the hearts of Javali, the wife of Vyasadeva, but Sukadeva Goswami is telling that says Sukadeva Goswami, who can enter the hearts of all when he went away to take up the renounced order of life, sannyasa, leaving home without undergoing a reformation by the sacred thread or the ceremonies observed by the higher castes. His father Vyasadeva, fearing separation from him, cried out, O my son, indeed in only the trees which were absorbed in the same feelings of separation, echoed in response to the bereaved father. So in this way Sukadeva Goswami, he did not need in his purport, Prabhupada told that Sukadeva Goswami, he did not need any regular regulative principles or the Garbhadana Sanskaras, all this process. He was already a Vaishnava. He was exalted Vaishnava. Vaishnava do not need all this process. Just like yesterday Prabhuji were commenting that about Prabhupada, he told, I am fifth class man. There is four ashramas, varnasram, the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. But a Vaishnava is above those. Well, who is he? His position is a Vaishnava, his exalted position, above this thing. Triguna, Visaya, Veda, Naistraya, Gunya, Bhava, Arjuna. Brahmana is mood of goodness. And Kshatriya in mood of passion. Vaishya in mixed mood, passion and ignorance. And Sudra in ignorance. But when a Vaishnava, he is already above these modes. He is above the modes of nature. Because he is performing pure devotional service. Gunatrita savichyate. Yo abhyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samati taitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So anyhow, here is Sukadeva Goswami is glorified by Sukadeva Goswami. And as Prabhupada wrote in the commentary in Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, and just in Sanskrit, he's telling, Virahaturang Vyasam Anuyatang Drushtva Chayasukang Nirmaya Gatabing Stadabhi. Seeing the Vyasadeva was just running after his son, and telling with him, separation, shouting, "Oh, Suka, Suka, please return back to home." And he was not hearing, he was not looking back, just walking naked. Just born, he is about 12 years old, a young boy, and walking naked. And when there is both father and son was walking, who was walking first? The front son was going, and there the demigoddesses, the Devakanyas, they are taking bath in Mandakini River. And they saw Sukadeva Goswami going walking naked, they did not feel anything. They are just taking bath again, same. Then Vyasadeva, he saw in a distance, Vyasadeva is coming in back. They immediately put their cloth on their body. Vyasadeva was surprised. Why it like that? My son is a young boy, naked he was walking, they did not feel anything, no shame, nothing. But now I am an old man, having my white beards and so why they are feeling shame? And he asked the daughters of the demigods, "You young ladies, you did not feel any shame when my young son was walking in this way he goes, but why you are feeling same, who are seeing me, that I am an old man, and immediately you covered your body." They told, "Your son is, he is seeing everywhere. What is seeing? Sthavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tara murti sarvatra hai tara ishtadeva spurti. Everywhere seeing Krishna. He is not separating men and women. The body, he is not seeing the external body. He is seeing everywhere Krishna. But you are still in grahastha ashram and still you have difference. Here is a man, here is a woman. And Sukadeva is not like that. So that's why, though both are exalted, who? Vyasadeva and Sukadeva Goswami, still the position of Sukadeva Goswami is exalted. Padma Prani is told that, who knows this Bhagavat Rahasya, the Bhagavatam, properly. He told the Brahma Veti, Sukha Veti, Vyasa Veti Vana Veti. There is doubt about whether Vyasadev understood properly, because he is a compiler. Vyasa means compiler. He just compiled everything. This Bhagavatam was spoken, then he was a compiler. So a doubt that whether Vyasadev known is properly or not, but Sukadev knows perfectly what? Bhagavatam. Nigava kalpatarur galita phalam sukamukhatam mrita drabya samyutam pivata bhagavatam rasam alayam muhuru aho rasika bhuvibhapuka. That's why Bhagavat is already nectarian, but when it touched in the, it come out again from the lip of Sukadeva Goswami, it become more nectarian. Just like in ripened mango, touched by the beak of a parrot, then it become more tasty. Similarly, when this Bhagavatam was spoken by Sukadeva Goswami, it become more tasty. It become more nectarian. So in this way, here is Sukadeva Goswami was so powerful, as Prabhupada mentioned in his purport, that when he saw his father was just like ordinary men running after him, could not bear the separation of his son, shouting, "Sukha, Sukha, Sukha, please come back." Then what did Sukadeva Goswami did? Drushtva chaya sukang nirimaya. He created another Sukha. Who? Sukadeva Goswami. He was so powerful, he could create another Sukha, chaya Sukha. Duplicate Sukha, as Prabhupada wrote, duplicate Sukha. He created another Sukha, so Vyasadeva seeing that Sukha is now pacified, and that Sukha came to the hermitage of Vyasadeva, and that Sukha accepted the grahastha ashrama. That is in this verse, that is through the Nipa begot a son named Brahmadatta through the womb of a wife Kriti, who was daughter of Sukha. This Kriti was the daughter of that Sukha, that Chaya Sukha. But Prabhupada wrote the original Sukha, Sukadeva Goswami, he remained celibate the whole life. He's still there. Sukadeva Goswami is still there. They're not. He never entered the grahastha ashram. They are confused sometimes in Puranas, they are two Sukha. So Darsaya Prabhupada made it clear to us that real Sukhdeva Goswami, he is a Mahajan among 12 Mahajans. Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlad, Janaka, Vishnu, Balir, Vaya, Sakhi, Vayam. Jamaraj is speaking in 6th canto. About 12 Mahajans who knows the secrets of Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Dharma. Brahma, Narada, Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Lord Shiva, 4 Kumaras, Sanak, Sanatana, Sanandana, Sanat Kumar, Kapila Muni, son of Devahuti, Manu. Who is Manu? Swayambhu Manu, anyhow. Or Vaivaswata Manu, Gita is spoken to, Krishna is speaking the Gita to whom? Vivasvane Manave Praha. He is spoken this Gita. Evam Vivasvate Yogam Praktavan Aham Abhyayam Vivasvane Manave Praha Manu Ikhyaku Abhravit. That is the Rajarshi Parampara. So, anyhow, Swayam Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapila Manu Pralhada Janaka, father of Mother Sita, Rajarshi Janak. Pralhada Janaka Bhishma, Bhishma Dev, Bali. Bali is the grandson of Prahlad. Bali Bayasaki, son of Vyasadeva, who? Sukadeva Goswami. Bayams, Jamaraj himself. There are 12 authorities of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Sukadeva Goswami is one of them. And when the Sukadeva Goswami was speaking Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj, who are the listener? All of the Mahajanars are there. They're sitting and hearing. Vyasadeva was there, Narada was there. Narada was sitting there, Vyasadeva was sitting there, all the big sages, everyone sitting. But who was speaking Bhagavatam? Sukadeva. He was such an exalted, qualified person. So, that's why in this verse, all the acharyas, they wrote their purport only to this word, Sukha. Maybe people will take it other way. How Sukadeva Goswami get married? He has a daughter. Actually, that original Sukha, he never entered Grahastha Ashram. He was still a celibate brahmachari. He remained brahmachari forever, even he did not wear cloth. What Sukadeva Goswami wear? Did not wear even cloth. He did not see anything in material in this world. He sees everything connected to Krishna. That's why even whole Bhagavatam, because he was parent of Radharani, so in whole Bhagavatam, did not directly recite the name of Radha. Radha, he did not recite that whole Bhagavatam, that name of Radharani. That is, because it still is the tradition in India, in villages, a woman never call her husband, particular name, calling his name. He called as father of his son. He like if her son's name is Rama, then he told, oh, father of Rama, like that. Not directly approach the name of her husband. Similarly, even there is a tradition. So, Sukadeva Goswami being the personal parent of, own parent of Radharani, so he did not recite that verse, the famous verse in 10th canto, 30th chapter and 20th verse. That is, Anayaradhita Nunam Bhagavan Hariri Ishwara Yanno Vihaya Govinda Pritoyam Anayadraha. Certainly this particular gopi had perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda. Since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to secluded place. That's why Anaya Aradhita, Aradhita, this Aradhana Sabda, that is connected to Radharani. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that the word Aradhita refers to Srimati Radharani. He comments, the sage Sukadeva Goswami has tried with all endeavor to keep her name hidden, but now it automatically shines forth from the mouth, from the moon of his mouth, that he was spoken her name is indeed her mercy. And thus the word Aradhita is like the rumbling of kettle drum sounded to announce our great good fortune. So in this way, the whole Bhagavatam we see, Sukadeva Goswami did not recite Radharani's name directly. But sometimes in with great pleasure and chanting Radhe, 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 Radhe. Then Prabhupada did not like this. Chanting again Radhe, Radhe, what? He is the greatest devotee of Radharani. Who? Prabhupada. Gauravan Dev was always praying to the saintly person to whom he inviting my prasadam. Please bless my son. He may be a pure devotee of Radharani. May preach these glories of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world. His desires are fulfilled. Gauramahan's desires. So he's the greatest devotee of Radharani. The Prabhupada did not like to chant like Radhe, 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 Radhe. One time, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he visited Radhakund. And when he was in Radhakund, all Babaji, some Babaji told, oh, Swamiji, Maharaj, you have a very exalted disciple here residing in Radhakunda, and day and night he is chanting Radhe, 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 just. Bhakti Saraswati Thakur became very angry. He told, why he is chanting Radhe, Radhe, Radhe? I did not tell him to chant Radhe, Radhe. I told him to chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Why chanting Radhe, Radhe? Then he explained, if you chant Radhe, Radhe, who will come to see you? Krishna will come to see you. Radharani will not come to see you. Krishna, who is that person that chanted, taking the name of my beloved Radha? Krishna will come to see you. So when you chant Krishna, 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 who will come to see you? Radharani will come. Who is that person is chanting the name of my beloved? But when you chant both, then who come? Both come to see you. So you don't want one of them only. Madhava or only Radha, that's not our worshipable. We want both Radha and Gokulananda, Radha and Shyama Sundar. That's why we chant Hare Krishna, Radhe Krishna. We don't chant Radhe Radhe. So in this way, Sukadeva Goswami, he himself not chanted the name of Radharani, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Just indirectly in this verse, spontaneously just come out from his mouth as in this word as Aradhita, the topmost worshipper of Krishna. So it is already time, so I stop here. So any question or comment?